In the first reading, we're in the middle of it, is really where Solomon sort of prepares a place, the temple. He's going to build the temple after King David. And before that, they were traveling in the desert, and so they had this movable kind of temple area, no real resting place. They could get up, pick up, and move it around, and then all the time that it was David was there, they had yet to build the temple, a place, a home, a place where God would dwell permanently as a sort of testimony that he now dwells here in this home. You know, and I think about that because the temple, we talk about even in our church, the importance of a place, a home. You know, us growing up and how important our home was. I mean, even as I go to all of the parishes, it's something different, though, to go to my home parish, the parish where I grew up, where I had all the sacraments, and I still remember kind of as a child. And then even my brother lives in my family home, so when we go there, it's just nice because it's my home. And I think we know that for those who have had that experience of it being home, and that how it's supposed to be kind of a place, a safe place, a place of refuge from what can be kind of a scary world at times, you get to come home to a safe place. And that's why it's important that the home be a place of safety. But I think it's part of our own kind of experience of creating a home where we belong, where we can come to. And in the church, it's supposed to be a home. And I can remember Karl Rahner, one of my favorite theologians, talks about, he says that we create a place and we say that God dwells here. Not that he doesn't dwell everywhere else in nature. He said, but because God dwells everywhere, we as God's people have a place where we need God to truly dwell, to remind us that he is with us everywhere. Rather than the other thing where, oh, it's not any more here than anywhere else. He wants to say, as human beings, we find a place. And that's where our churches come from, where the temple, the Israelite people building that temple. Because we say that God is not out there behind the stars, somewhere far away, maybe in another dimension, but he's right here with us. He's here with his people, and that he dwells among us. And because of that, the Jewish people, they found a place, and they built a temple that said, good, now we can have a place where we recognize specially where God's presence is. You know, and so I think as we build our own homes and the importance of having a place where love and charity prevail, as they say, where it's our stuff and our place of being. We recognize that that's so true with God as well, that God makes a home within us and among us, and that's important to us. You know, kind of recognizing like a mother in a home who sort of does a lot of work and the children have no idea what it does to create and to keep a home, and for a father as well. And a lot of these things are quietly done without anybody knowing. As a mother would know, she's recognizing all the things she folded and the dusting that she did and this stuff that people probably would have only noticed if it hadn't been done, right? And that's what we noticed when she left. Because once it hadn't been done anymore, it's like, wow, look at all the work that got done very quietly. But that's for people who love a home. They love their place of being. It's a nesting kind of place from the weary traveling of the world. May God give us the grace to kind of keep a home of where he dwells in our little domestic church home, but here also keep our place here where we come and meet God for all of you. Come and meet God every day in a special way because you know you meet him everywhere else out there.